Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day, everybody. Good evening. And welcome again to our Zora call on this wonderful day of May the 26th at this part of the world. And, of course, it's 27th already on the other at the other side. So, but welcome, everyone. Thank you all for being here. And we're having this call midweek just to keep everybody abreast of where we're at and understanding that things are really moving in many different ways around the world for in a positive manner. So let's just go ahead and get started with the call, and I'll just go ahead and bring Zoraya through. And Zoraya, you can go ahead and unmute yourself so you can say hi to everybody.
Oh.
Hello, okay. Zoraya. We can hardly hear you.
I just had to turn it up.
Okay, go ahead and turn it up some more, please.
It's up all the way.
Okay, I think that's pretty good now. Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So let's go ahead, and I think for today, we will not do our Saint Germain's invocation. We will do that on Saturday, which we normally do. Today, we're going to go ahead and do our normal, 5-4-3-2-1 as a healing boost. And we will also do another manifestation statement per our beloved Q. So first, from Zoraya and Zora and myself, let's go ahead with our 5-4-3-2-1. Go ahead, take it away, Zoraya.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, we receive. And from the goddesses and gods of our beings, we are in complete harmony and peace and joy and great abundance and prosperity now. And we know it.
Okay.
Very good. Everybody just kind of take a few seconds here just to feel that energy. You think everybody got that one, Zoraya?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Now, we will also do a manifestation, which is Q's manifestation for all of us. And it will go like this. I command my spirit to bring now world peace and joy and love, clarity. We'll do that two more times. I command my spirit to bring peace and joy and love and prosperity to the world and to humanity now. And one last time, I command my spirit to bring peace and joy and love and prosperity and abundance to humanity and Terra Christa now. Of course, you could always go in and put also, and we know it. Now, let's go ahead and count from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, feel it, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. It is done. Very good, everybody. Okay, Zoraya, we're going to go ahead and let you take the floor before we bring in Dr. Tom. And I know that you have a very special message for all of us. So tell us where it's coming from, and you've got the floor.
Okay. As you've heard before on me talk, I've always talked about Diane Robbins in Mount Shasta, and I get a message here from her is coming from Adama, who is the high priest of the Talosian people beneath Mount Shasta. And he says, I am Adama. Know that the Confederation of Planets works closely with the inhabitants of Hollow Earth and Telos. Know that we are in constant communication with them through our computer systems. Know that we monitor the whole Earth, surface and below the surface, and someday soon you will have access to this vast computer system that's based on amino acids. And you will be able to plug into our vast monitoring network in the cosmos. Then you will have the information and guidance you will need to stay in a state of balance and harmony with the Earth. This is all waiting for you, waiting for the energies to bring you and all life forms into a necessary state of consciousness. That will allow us to implement this grand plan of bringing forth to you our vast computer system that will network you to the stars. That's a message from Adama. And I also want you to know that the books that Diane Robbins wrote are for today's timeline, for what's going on in the world today. So, and that's another thing that Adama wanted everyone to know, that the messages that she put in these books when she first wrote them was meant for 2021. So they are relevant now. All the books she wrote and the messages that she channeled are for today, for today's world. So when you buy those books at www.DianneRobbins.com, those are up-to-date messages for now. So you need to get copies of her books and read them, because all that pertains to the now timeline. And that's the message.
That was a beautiful message. Thank you, Zaria. Thank you, Diane.
Of course.
And let's go. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go on with the show. It's a short call for today since it's middle of the week. And let's go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. Okay. Here we go, everybody.
Bring him on. I'll put myself back on mute.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Tom, and welcome in the middle of the week on this wonderful Wednesday. And how are you doing?
They call that hump day. It's hump day.
Yeah, it is. Yes. I remember that.
Right.
Okay. Well, so you sound fabulous, as always.
We're doing good here. It's 90 degrees in California today, so we're
outside
enjoying the rays here.
Oh, fantastic. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? We're just going to go ahead and give you the floor. We know that you've got some wonderful updates for us. So,
yeah, we'll do some updates and some new discoveries for health too. That's going to be pretty exciting here. So,
thank you.
If you want me to talk about that, I'll talk about that. So,
okay.
just a little history. You know, there was two resets going on. They called the Great Reset, which was the cabal. They're the ones that wanted to take over everything. They developed this scandemic, and it failed on them. They thought they could, you know, that was designed to take the economies down of the world, and it basically was keeping you away from putting money into gold or cryptocurrencies and put your money in the stock market, right? So, and then we have our global reset. I call it the white light reset. Well, we're winning the war, okay? So the bad guys are losing every single day. And over the next couple of days, a lot of great information is coming out about taking this darkness down, which is a good thing. So it's a great time. Grab your popcorn and your favorite beverage and enjoy the show because it's going to be exciting. So we are still going through a slow rollout. And I know a lot of you people, I talk to friends and everyone, they're just, you know, it's kind of like waiting, you know, when you're in high school and you're waiting by the phone to see if your girlfriend's going to call you, right? And she doesn't. So you're miserable all day. So you wait the next day and then you finally see her in school or whatever. How come you didn't call, you know? So that's kind of what we're doing is the RV didn't happen. They said this and that. Folks, it's all going to happen. A lot of the contacts, redemption centers, and everything have signed really strong NDAs, and they can't talk anymore, which is really good. All they're saying, from what I'm hearing, is start to look in your inbox. So that where you bought your currency, you could get an email from them. You might be getting one from Jane and her network. You may be getting it if you signed up on the NAR Recapture or whatever. So start looking for your emails because they're getting ready. Okay. So the funds, they had some glitches in the transfer of large funds from Dubai. There were 70 zeros that transferred. They worked those out. Last couple of days, they're taking the USD to USN. So they're converting the currencies over to gold, and that will be going worldwide. So they're reconnecting all the credit cards. They're reconnecting everything. Got to remember that this is a quantum financial system. It's you and you go into your account and it's just between you and the quantum financial system. You'll get your own codes and everything. Instead, the old days, it used to be the bank. You put $10,000 in the bank, they would take your money and they would spend it all over the place and do all sorts of things. Well, they don't have access to your money anymore. You do. You're in control. So it's you and yourself. Okay, so now is the time to be a leader of yourself, be control of yourself. You know what I mean? It's something that we have the power to make all of our own decisions. I mean, especially with health-wise. I mean, why you have some doctors give you all these drugs and says you need to take these, and oh, by the way, we're going to take out your spleen and your thyroid and everything else. So, you stop all that. So, but things are going well, and we should be getting hopefully some notifications over the next couple of days. So we're really close. So just take some time. They had to go through this slow because we'll be hearing all the good information about the election fraud and all the fraud that's been going on forever. And there's an amazing white light that's spraying the darkness out. So that's kind of where we're at. And then Any questions there? And I can tell you some new discoveries that I have found lately, and then we can talk about those in a little bit if you want. Jane?
Thank you, Dr. Tom. Thank you for that. I just wanted to also say, one, in regards to the RV, and some information that I also have is that things are really, really very exciting. And, of course, we are waiting for notifications as we speak, even more so now. And Dr. Tom already said possibly more likely sometime during this weekend. Memorial Day is also a great time that we know of from the past, and whether it's from UST or DOD, that's a great prime time to be able to go in and make appointments, get appointments taken care of. So that's also one of the things that they're looking at right now. The notifications can happen even this weekend. We don't have to wait until Monday. Everything is moving very fluidly and going very, very well. Also, remember also that we are sovereign citizens, and we have got NASARA and GASARA as a main platform to really to look at. So that really is the big game as far as the RV. Beyond that is the NASARA, GASARA for the world. So debt forgiveness and prosperity for everyone. So, and the other thing also that I kind of wanted to mention also is that I just have heard, and this is from Richard, one of our guys as well, who provides some information, and he already has mentioned that in Canada they already have their chief commander, and Trudeau no longer, and he is all about the Republic of Canada now. So that has just been announced, and some of you may already know that. And so things are really moving along rapidly, as well as more information coming out about human trafficking, child trafficking, and all of that nasty, bad stuff from the evil. So just keep balance, keep understanding that everything is working the way it should according to the divine plan, not our plan, and that everything is moving rapidly, moving forward, even with all of the great energies that are coming in from the cosmos. Obviously, today is the great lunar eclipse, which is all about changes. And this time around, it's on the south node, which means that it's about letting go of all the things you no longer need at all, and moving forward. So it's time to be able to go forward. All right. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Tom take over again, and let's go ahead and listen to what he has to say about greater health, better health for all of us.
Right. And just a follow-up on your information, I was sent a video of Tucker Carlson, who is Fox News, mainstream media, announced, mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday on his newscast, that more people have died of this vaccination than many, many years. So now it's being exposed. Everything's coming mm-hmm. out. Everything's coming out. And we hope to create for the people who decided to get the vaccination. I know we may have friends or relatives that have. I have friends. And, unfortunately, they weren't awake. But hopefully the disclosure and everything will awaken them. But there'll be many, many things I think we'll be able to help that. And so in my meditations, things just start showing up, especially doing the soma breathing, and it really goes deep. And so things start to come. And one of my things I would like to do is help a lot of these people who've had the vax. And so what came to me the other day was how the water of like the Himalayas, the Hunza people, all these people who live near glaciers, they live a long, long time. And with the research and some fine people, we know it's deuterium, which is high levels. And a group of people in Bulgaria and Russia have developed systems to delete that out, and you can drink this water that is depleted deuterium, and will enhance everything that you take, like the iHercules or your diet. It's amazing. And I'm doing some research on it, and we want to combine it with what we call hydrogen molecule, molecular hydrogen. And it's another form that you can actually get the tablets, and combining the two and with some other things, we'll literally be able to drink water. This is pre-medbed, pre-CCbed or whatever. But combining it with a keto diet or a alkaline diet, meditation, supplements, we are on some breakthroughs that are just mind-blowing. And I'm really excited. And actually, Jane, the person that's one of the outlets, is up in Reno. So I'm going to be calling them tomorrow and having some water. It's very expensive, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh,
so that and some other things.
Well.
Yes. And also taking in plants that are wild and sun gazing. Which helps deplete deuterium, and also grounding. So the combination of all of those, you can literally reverse your aging. And then basically you can heal yourself too.
Exactly.
So, exciting things coming on.
Yeah,
exciting things.
Thank you.
So.
We can't wait. We need to hear more about this development. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Tom. All right, everybody. Okay. All right. So I think we're ready now for Zora. So we have a few questions for Zora. We haven't spoken to him since, when was that? Last Saturday. So Zoraya, I'll go ahead and put you on mute right now, Dr. Tom. So Zoraya, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Did you have a few words to say, or would you like to just go ahead and bring your father through?
Is this more question and answers?
Well, it'll be a little bit of messages also from him, and then Q&A. We don't have a whole lot of time today. Yes. Or, well. Yeah, or I have questions, as normal. We could start with my questions.
Yeah, let's just do questions.
All right. We'll start with me then. Okay. Let's go ahead and, all right, bring your dad through, if you will.
All right. I will.
Okay. See you later. Alligator, tell us where you go to. Tell us where you think you're going to go.
Well, he said, space exploration.
Oh, that is exciting. Can we go with you, too? Everybody that's on this phone would love to be able to go with you.
Right.
All right. Well, then you let us know how this space exploration goes, okay? Let
Indeed,
us know. We're going to talk about it today. All right, Zora, hello and welcome. Welcome to our call. You know, my first question is, what is Zoraya doing, or what were you doing before you came here? Space exploration. Could you explain that?
We're in the process of going to Mars.
You want to explore Mars? What is there to explore?
Going to Mars. Into Mars.
Yeah, so, into, well, Yeah, what is there to explore into Mars, Zora? Isn't that just like Hollow Earth?
Of course.
So what is there to explore?
But it's in Mars as well. Anyway, do you have questions for me?
Yeah, that was my first question.
No, you have other questions.
Yes, we do. And, of course, you know, the first question we're going to ask you, and I know that you're going to tell us that it's happening. But we're talking about the RV. And I know that last time you said it is happening and is already being done. So if you could just expound on that some more as of today, where are we at?
You should be getting your notifications.
Okay, so we're at the point of getting notifications within the next few days, correct?
Indeed.
Oh, there we go, everybody. Indeed, next few days. We can handle that. I'm so glad you didn't say soon or it's imminent. But
no.
You said when I asked you what? I'm sorry? What do you mean no?
No, I'm just saying I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. All right, very good, Zora. Now, the other question also that I have, which we already had, I had heard from Richard, saying that there is a new commander-in-chief now of Canada. His name is Romano Didulo, who is a Japanese female who is now in charge instead of Trudeau, going to be a process of her coming into position, and Trudeau still is in place for Canada as commander-in-chief.
Well, is it what you call the changing of the guard coming about?
So Trudeau knows about this already, then, I take it?
Of course.
And if it's already out there, that means that people have been in Canada already know about this? We'll have to ask people about that. Whoever's Canadian, let us know if you know about this information during this call. So, but that has been announced from what you know, Zora?
It is coming about, yes.
It is coming about. Okay. And so if they're doing it, we haven't done it yet. We haven't announced it yet, right? Still. At least we haven't heard it yet.
You haven't heard it yet because the ones who brought it about have signed it non-disclosure agreement.
Trump is the commander in chief for the restored republic.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let me just go ahead with those two.
Until the other takes over.
Yes. Okay. You mean the new president, right?
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. All right. So a couple of other things that people, there's so much information out there already. One, and oh, by the way, everyone, Ted Marr is going to be on our call with a lot of information again about the jabs and about the people who have taken it, et cetera. So be here for Saturday's call. It'll be very important, especially since we have family and friends who have taken the jabs and et cetera. So be there. But in from your point of view, Zora, and we went through this, we had asked this of you before, of the entire population around the world, what percentage of these people who've had the vaccination, who have had the jabs or the shots or injections, if you want to call it that, will probably perish or ascend within the next couple of years? How much of the population will be gone? What percentage?
Many.
And I know, how many? I know. You told me money.
The Nini.
You say that one more time.
Nini.
Okay, so are we looking at 30% or 20%?
No, I just said Nini.
Okay, but we won't go into percentage. Okay, because we don't want people to. You don't want to put people into fear.
Correct.
Okay. So what would be the best defense against the people who have had the jabs, and from what we know,
just
is...
Just continue to send them love.
Yeah, we understand that, but for us, we have to also not to be in fear. Right, okay. So to protect ourselves, so no fear there. Okay, let's just go ahead and say, okay, we don't have fear because we don't. We're not in fear because we know better. One, we're already of a higher frequency. Two, and we send them love. Three, and we already know how to protect ourselves energetically. Four, and fifth, we also know how to be able to eat the proper nutrition to keep us from getting, you know, ill.
Correct.
So is there anything else we need to do?
No.
So that means, do you think that with if we do all of that, that we can still continue to participate in their lives and be with them?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, so if anybody else has any questions of Zora from what I've just asked, you could do so. So let's go ahead and open up the lines. We have, actually, we have an hour. That's pretty good. Okay, so here we go. Our first question is coming from 314 ending in 2036. You're on the air with Zora.
Yes.
And just tell us who you are,
yeah,
if you can. Who is it?
Okay. It's Jim from St. Louis. Hi, Zora, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So many questions. About the Zim and the exchange, will we have to write out a humanitarian project, or is this just going to be up to us to do the right thing with the... with the
okay.
blessings from our Father.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? You've heard it already from me. I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Tom. Thank you, Dr. Tom, for being here. I'm going to let Dr. Tom also try to, we'll answer that question. Dr. Tom, can you answer that question for Jim?
Sorry, Jane. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Go ahead and ask Dr. Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Tom. At the exchange, will we have to have a humanitarian project paperwork or explaining what we intend to do with the gift?
Well, there's a couple scenarios. So you'll walk in and get ready for anything, okay? So the first avenue is just a little five-minute presentation on a piece of paper of things that you want to help out, right?
Okay.
And you'll just write those out, and then let's say it comes to, you know, $50 million, right?
Right.
And you'll want to do it, let's say you want to, you know, build a ranch and help out your community, whatever. Okay, you'll write it out.
Yeah.
And then we don't know the logistics behind that, whether you'll be able to take 1% of that $50 million. So you'll just sit down and you'll just want to negotiate the highest level of return and listen to them, right? You know, and they'll explain everything. Now, the other one we've heard, too, is where you don't have a humanitarian project, then you will take 11 cents or 20 cents for per 100 note Zim. which would be 11 million and up higher. And then you just walk away and go from there. We don't know. No one really knows. We've heard everything over the years, but just be prepared. So if you have a lot of Zim, you know, like maybe 5 or 6 notes, then dream big. And if you want to do that, but you got to remember you have to have a management company, and you'll have to work all that over a period of time. If you're older and retired and you don't want to do that, then maybe just do something smaller. So you want to set it up as a value system of that. What's your core values that makes you happy? Are you going to be excited doing this, or is it going to be a job? You know. So that if that explains it, but you can either go in and not have a humanitarian projects and just take what they can do per note, or you can have the full on. Like for me, I have very large humanitarian projects that are set up. I'm going in. I actually have boards. They go on easels. And it's a presentation. I've got everything written down to the detail. But I've decided where I want to do so. But we don't know yet, and no one knows yet. So just be open and negotiate, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dr. Tom.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
Jay. Appreciate it, Dr. Tom. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. The other thing, too, I just kind of want to add to that. We don't have the lockdown rates are not present yet. When we get notifications, we will also have the lockdown rates. So we're still waiting for all of that. We're waiting for the actual instructions on how to go through the process. Okay. And we will also have a meeting with our teacher prior to. So you will be fine, and especially if you also have the revocable trust. So I just want to mention also regarding that, if you really want to be prepared, make sure that you already have key people in line, whether it's a wealth management team, a trust team, or at least the companies, some attorneys, you know, insurance. I mean, those are some really key things to already have kind of research and to just kind of be prepared. But again, if it's way too much, you know, you have the alternative. So, all right, let's go ahead and go on with our next caller. All right, thank you very much, Jim. Our next caller now is 414 ending in 2401. 2401, please.
Yes, this is Hamilton. My question is, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, who is this? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
My name is Dick from New York, and my question is for Zora.
Uh-huh.
Zora, you stated before that us on the surface of the earth eat dead food, and you down in the Howarth eat alive food. Could you expand on that a little bit? I don't quite understand that.
Living food, what you call plants, that are growing. So you have living food. That is, when I speak of dead foods, that is what you call foods that have been slaughtered. Dead
okay,
meat.
So it's mainly about eating meat.
Yes. You want to refrain from eating meat.
All right, I understand.
Completely refrain from eating meat. And only eat fruits and vegetables and, you know, things of that nature. Because that is living foods. Foods that grow. That is living foods.
Correct. Is there a problem, though, because you also stated that you talked to the plants and trees, and do you have to ask their permission before you eat them, or what?
Well, they give of themselves to nourish us, and
and therefore you become part of them, which you are part of them.
I see.
So you are eating living foods and living water. The oceans are, and rivers in the lakes and the hollow earth, they have consciousness. So when you swim in them, you also gain a higher consciousness or in vibration, vibrational levels. So when we speak of living and dead foods, we are speaking of your diet that you're partaking of on the surface, you know, such as your beef, your pork, your fowl, things of that nature. That is dead foods of something that has been slaughtered. That is dead foods. Living foods, which are in the list for that, is fruits and vegetables and things of this nature. So that is living foods that has a consciousness. That is what you must strive to achieve.
Okay, Zora, thank you.
Indeed.
All right. Our next caller now is, hold on a second, 631 ending in 3633. You're on the air with Zora.
Hi, Jane. Hello. Hi, Zora. It's Denise from New York. Hi.
What?
Okay, Denise.
Hi.
It's Denise.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, how are you? I have a question for Zora regarding the 3 days of darkness and the solar flash.
Let me explain something to you. A solar flash is a hologram, what you call solar flares and things of that nature. You have been misinformed. It is not dangerous at all. It is simply what is termed as a hologram. Your sun is not hot. It is cold fusion. Your sun is not hot.
But I heard there's going to be...
Solar flares are an illusion. Solar flares are an illusion. Understand what when you have a miss, what you call a breakdown of communications, that has to do with your governments. Has nothing to do with the sun. Also, the sun has nothing to do with skin cancer at all. That comes from the poisons that your governments are constantly shooting into the atmosphere. What's causing your cancer in your skin. It's not the sun. The sun is light.
Okay, I heard there's going to be a flash in 2022. A flash of light coming through the earth in 2022.
Oh, that's called an enlightenment flash.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I thought
it's
you were speaking of solar flares.
No, not solar flares. The light coming to the earth, coming to the people on the surface.
Which,
it's supposed to come out in 2022.
That will enhance their countenance, their vibration, and their frequency and consciousness.
And that
is what will cause the rise.
And that's supposed to occur in 2022?
There will be flashes in 2022, but there also will be flashes in 2021.
Okay. And what about the 3 days of darkness?
3 days of darkness are what is termed as communication and breakdown of communications. That has nothing to do with anything dangerous.
Okay. I didn't think it was dangerous, but They're talking about 3 days of darkness where there'll be no sunlight coming through to the earth.
No, that's not what it means. It means the breakdown of communication.
I see.
That means your
what
computers
kind of
may go down. Your computers may go down. Your iPads may go down and things of that nature. Your satellites may temporarily be disabled.
Okay. And when will this occur?
Again?
When will this occur? When will it happen?
There is no time set on that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank
All
you.
All right. Thank you. All right, Denise. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Next caller is 775 ending in 9099. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Chris. These kids are always doing a fantastic job. My question is, how do we sign electronically when we call in to get our appointment if we have no way to print out a paper or to sign it? They're saying we have to sign an electronic NDA when we call in.
Hey, Dr. Tom, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Could you answer that question?
Repeat it again, please.
Yeah, go ahead,
yes.
Chris.
Okay. When we call our 800 number, get an appointment, and they're saying that we have to sign an NDA electronically and to print out a copy of it when we're on the phone for the first NDA. What if you have no way of doing an electronic signature and copying the paper? How do they do that?
Right. Where did you get this information? Where did you get this information?
On the Intel Denaris Chronicles.
Okay. So anything that you read on the internet, just write it down and take it as nothing. Okay. There's so much stuff out there. You don't do that. That's the first I've ever heard that. And I have really good sources. So I wouldn't worry about that because people, you know, aren't going to be able to sign stuff like that. That you would sign that after you would go in. So just read that stuff and just take it lightly, you know, notate it. But that's not going to be, to my knowledge, you wouldn't sign an NDA until you did your exchange. Or, you know, I mean, this could happen. I mean, don't get me wrong, it could happen, but they won't make it difficult. So I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Okay. Well, it was on Nick's Intel. That's why it's Fleming's Intel. Okay. I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. You kids all have a great day. Love you all.
Next question.
Hello. This is Pam in Kentucky. Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. I have a question for Zora. You all actually talked about it just a little while ago, but I didn't quite catch it all. So I just wanted to clarify what we are to do. Well, first of all, this is pertaining to the jab, being around family and friends that have had the jab. I do take NanoSoma, and will that protect me from anything that would be harmful from being around people who have had the jab?
Zora, that's for you.
Hello. NanoSoma is going to combat, it's going to enhance your immune system, which enable you to be defended against anything out there.
The same thing with the liquid gold. Same as liquid gold.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I take both of those, so I'll be protected.
Very
indeed.
Good.
Awesome. All right, thank you, guys.
Our next caller now is 201, ending in 6713.
Gita in L.A. Thanks, Dr. Tom. Thanks, Jane. This is for Zora. I have a friend who told me about something in the middle of Earth or somewhere underneath Earth about a spider king and a spider queen that is very barbaric. Is there any truth in that?
No.
That's good to know.
Okay, is that it?
Yep, thank you.
Okay, Gita, thank you. All right. That's really interesting question, Zora, that there are really not evil, but creatures that can be harmful to people in the inner and hollow earth. Is there some credibility to that?
No.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, Zora, for that. All right, let's go to the next caller. Okay, hold on a minute. Yeah, our next caller now is 607, ending in 2401. I have a question. Am I coming clearly, or is this? Is there?
You're
is
coming
there some,
through very clear.
Oh, very good. Okay, must be at my end then. Okay, thank you, Zora.
Indeed.
Hello, can you hear me?
2401. Yes, we can.
Yes, my question is for Zora. Hollow Earth. How many people live there? And how many different, like, races of people?
You want to know how many people live where? In the Hollow Earth?
Yes, approximately.
Several million.
A million?
Several million.
Several, okay. How many different races? Just
you have
just
many
one?
Races. Oh.
I didn't catch
you,
that.
You have many races that come and go.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Indeed.
And the reason they come and go is because they're coming from where, Zora? Who come to visit?
Other star systems, other galaxies.
Okay, very good. All right, our next caller is 862, ending in 1745. 1745. Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Yes.
This is Balimi from Georgia.
Nice to have you here. Yes, your question for Zora.
Yes, my question is for Zora. What happened with the CDA? Because nobody ever talked about it anymore. Is it dead or alive?
What?
Repeat the question.
What happened with
please?
The CDA?
With the who?
CDA, the Treasurer Direct Account.
Oh, the TDA.
Yes, because nobody ever
yes,
talked about it anymore.
I know. Good question. Okay, Zora. TDAs, please.
The what?
The TDAs, remember?
Oh.
All of the, pardon?
You're speaking of the Social Security thing?
Yes, yes, TDAs, right.
Well, all of that will come and be revealed as well once the Galactic Federation comes forth and announces themselves. All shall be revealed, and you will know exactly what your governments have been doing, and you will have access to those funds if you desire to have access to them. Remember, Garvey, you will not be in lack of anything.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Zora.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, so we'll not be in lack. So we may or may not, yeah, we won't even need it anyway. But the truth behind it and the corruption, that will be revealed. Okay.
Exposed.
Our next call, exposed. Thank you, Zora. So the next caller is ending in 619, ending in 6095.
Indeed.
Hi, yes, this is Lori. This is Lori in California. Hello, Jane and Zora and everybody.
Hey, hi, Lori. How are you these days?
I'm feeling really fantastic. You know, I've been using so many of the amazing products, and I did have a question, though, about the difference between using Liquid Gold RX and the iHercules, because I started with the Liquid Gold RX. Then now, of course, who doesn't want to reverse aging? So I shifted to the other. And but my question is, which I know both will most likely help boost the systems, the body, the immune system. But am I missing out by not taking the Liquid Gold RX to keep our immune system strong?
No. And the reason is because the Liquid Gold RX is actually the foundation of the iHercules. The iHercules is the Liquid Gold RX with four other super nutrients, plant extracts. That makes it age reversal. So same thing, Liquid Gold RX, they put four other key nutrients in there, herb, plant extracts, and now it's called iHercules. You could take both. What has been said is that you could take the iHercules 15 minutes before you eat, and then an hour later you can go ahead and take the Liquid Gold if you want to just continue to enhance, you know, your immune system and enhance your age reversal. That's what they're saying. That is what they are saying. Yes.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much for everything.
Well,
bye
for
now.
Great to hear you, that you're doing great. Did you want to tell people a little bit about your history regarding, you know, what you have undergone?
About my what?
What you have had to undergone recently?
Oh, well, it hasn't been, in my mind, it hasn't been recent, but several years ago, I had a small tumor in my breast, and after that, of course, I took it very seriously, what I was putting into my body, and I've been doing the light work for many, many years. So I was really then real keen on enhancing and boosting the immune system. So, of course, it's by divine order that I connect with you all here on the call and these various products, but I've been feeling really fantastic. I know there's nothing polluted in my body, but as we talk about so many of our family members and lovers that have taken the jab, you know, it does pose that question. Well, how do we really protect ourselves? So even more so. So
now
that's
my
question. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Thanks, Lori.
Okay.
All right.
Love
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Love you too. All right. Bye. Okay. So let me go ahead. I've got a couple people still here. Let me go ahead and close this out. Close this one out also. All right. Our next caller now is 314 ending in 2036. I feel like I'm going over the same questions here. 2036. Okay, never mind. That's just me. Okay, 2036. 314. All
yeah,
right.
Jane,
314 and yes.
Yeah, it's Jim again. Yeah.
Oh,
I did
sorry
put
about
myself
that,
in the. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Well, go ahead.
Of course.
Yeah, so is there something like Nasara has to be announced before the RV, before we go in and exchange? Is there something else that has to happen before this happens, the RV? Like the Nasara being announced or President Trump being re-inaugurated?
Yeah, no. From what I have heard is that Nasara Gassara has been mentioned that it needs to be announced on June 1st. So we're waiting for the RV any time now. So be prepared.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Next question is coming from 313 ending in 4595. 4595.
Yes, this is Jimmy from Detroit.
Okay. Hello, Jimmy.
And hi. Zora, I have a friend in Nigeria that she tells me she's being held hostage and that they are demanding a large ransom from her family or they're going to sacrifice her by the end of the month. And I'm just very concerned. I mean, there's no way that we can come up with the money they're demanding to save her life. So I'm just wondering if you have any insight or advice you can give me on this. You need her name?
What?
You need her name?
Did you hear the question, Zora?
Repeat. Yes,
okay.
Zora, I have a young lady friend of mine in Nigeria has been kidnapped and is being held hostage by some dark beings there. I don't know if they're even human, but supposedly they're into voodoo and they're planning on sacrificing her by the end of the month if a large ransom is not paid to them by then. And this lady is very living in fear right now and very probably close to ascending from fear because they're really scaring her, you know, making threats. And I guess they sell body parts and, you know, it's just very gruesome. And, you know, there's no way her family can pay this ransom. So can you give me some advice or some insight into what may be going on there or if there's any way to save this lady? You need her name?
Hi, Lagos, did you get that question?
It's in Lagos, Nigeria, and her name is Mary.
Oh. Understand this, speaking of, is what is known as a scam.
Oh.
It is being perpetrated upon you. Do not heed it at all.
Okay, well, I was worried that something's going to happen to this woman. And,
do not worry.
I appreciate you.
Does not exist.
Thank you. It's not real, huh?
It is not real.
Okay. Well, that's a relief. Thank you so much.
Your money.
Oh, they want like, you know, $80,000. There's no way the family's going to be able to come up with that. So, you know, they were just worried that the lady is going to be sacrificed.
No, that is a scam. There is no lady. There is no ransom. And there's none of that. They are trying to trick you into sending.
There is no
right.
lady. You mean the lady is a part of the scam?
Indeed. Oh. Well,
be
supposedly
careful.
She went over there from L.A., so to work. You know,
I can assure you.
It
is not real.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Zora. Thank you so much.
Indeed.
Okay, very good. Be careful who you are connect. Be careful in terms of your connections with people, especially if they're from abroad. Okay, very good.
Yeah, I'm kind of vulnerable to that kind of thing because I'm alone all the time. So, you know.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Do not send them any money. Do not send them any. I would break communications with them immediately.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much, Zora.
Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You take good care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Our next caller is 817 ending in 1564.
Yeah, this is Fernando in Texas. Hello.
Okay, Fernando.
Yeah, my question is, James Gilliland got a video of a long cylindrical mothership over the East Seti Ranch. Where is that mothership from?
Where is the mothership from?
Yeah, what star system?
Yeah, the one that's over there at Gilliland's.
East Seti Ranch?
Area. East Seti.
Oh.
Remember, Zora? Mm-hmm.
That was the agent.
The agent. Okay. I wonder. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Indeed.
All right.
Okay. Next person is 450, ending in 450, ending in 0536.
All right, it's Diane from Quebec, Canada.
Okay, Diane.
Yes. So I'm answering your question before about the new chief in command in Canada. I didn't hear from that yet. I'm very happy to hear that. So, and my question is, well, first of all, Jane, if you have any intel people that I can connect to in Canada, I would like so much because I've got almost none in Canada, a lot in the United States and all the world, but not in Canada. So I write you an email about that, all right?
Well,
so my question is, we had two, sorry?
I have your phone number. Well, what's your first name again?
Diane.
What was your? Diane. Okay, I'll have someone connect with you, Diane, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot. I really appreciate. My question is that we had two earthquakes last week, one in Montreal and one not so far from Montreal. This one I felt that was at 7 a.m. in the morning. And then I had the feeling that they were cleaning the dump. But then after I had some kind of confirmation, that's what was happening there. So my question, Zora, please, is where are we with the situation of cleaning the dump here in Quebec and Canada? Hello?
Hello, Zora?
Indeed.
Did you hear the question?
Would you repeat, please?
Yes, Zora, I will, and I love you, by the way. I was asking because we had an earthquake, two earthquakes last week, one in Montreal and one very close to Montreal where I live, and I felt that. And I had the feeling that it was cleaning the dump, you know, you know what I'm talking about. And I had a confirmation that it was really cleaning the dump. But I would like to know what is the situation right now in Quebec and Canada about this cleaning the dump under the earth?
Cleaning the what?
Jane, could you help me, please? Meaning
yeah,
the
dumb,
you know where the Kaaba was and the children and everything and.
Oh, that.
Yes.
No.
My
the,
accents
the quaking,
are sorry.
The quaking was destroying the tunnels.
Yeah, the tunnels, right? But what is the situation now here? Is there a lot that has been cleaning, or it's just the beginning?
No, it is almost over.
Oh, thank you, Zara. Thank you so much. Okay.
Indeed.
So thank you. I love you. Yes, and I'm listening to you.
Okay, very good, Diane. Okay. We'll get you connected. Thank you for your question today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So again, in regards to the new commander-in-chief in Canada that has not been fully announced yet then, is that right, Zara? It's not fully announced?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Next caller is 941, ending in 2599.
Yes, this is Kathy from Florida. This is Kathy
okay,
from Florida.
Kathy. Uh-huh.
I'm calling about the Hercules. I'm not sure if it's right for me or not, but I'm having some health issues, and I
what
just don't know.
Help?
Well, I've had kidney problems. I don't really know everything that's going on with me. I haven't been to a doctor, so I really don't know everything that's going on, but I know I just don't feel too good.
Can you do a scan on her, Zora? Mm-hmm. Let's see if Zara can do a quick scan, first of all. And then as you're doing that, as far as the iHercules is great for everyone, including pets.
Of course.
So you've done your
I
scanning,
feel tired
Zara.
And
what
weak.
Did you find? Right. What have you found?
Well, there was a parasite, but it is gone now.
You got rid of it, Zara?
No, the iHercules did.
Oh, did you take iHercules already, Kathy?
No, I've taken the other one, the liquid gold.
The liquid,
liquid
oh,
gold.
So it did? Yeah,
liquid,
so that took care
gold.
Of it.
Yeah.
Then why is she feeling so tired and she says she doesn't feel well?
Ascension symptoms.
Ah, there you go.
I also noticed some changes in skin color, and I'm concerned about that.
What type of coloration are you speaking of?
Purple, bluish.
All over your body?
No, but it's very alarming and noticeable to me.
Where is it at?
Do I have to say?
Well, so it's localized. It's only in one area, right?
Yes.
I mean, nobody knows who you are except for your first name, and
well,
there are a million Kathys.
It's in my groin area.
Okay. So you didn't bump yourself in that area of like at a table or anything like that. It just come up, right?
Say the question again.
Is it painful? Is it like
no,
like a bruise pain?
Not,
oh no, it's just
no.
The color.
There's no pain. Just discoloration, but it's just alarming to me, and I don't know if I'm in any kind of immediate danger or not. If my life is in danger because of this or not. I don't know.
What is it? So, Zora, could you just shed some light on that?
Well,
your immune system is being fortified by the liquid gold. And when you start taking the I Hercules, it will also fortify your immune system. You have nothing to worry about.
So the discoloration is nothing for her to worry about?
No.
Oh, okay. Very good.
That relieves my worrying problem. Okay. All right. So I want to get the Hercules. So how do I do this?
Okay, so Kathy, what I'll do is I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Okay,
I've got
your number here.
Yeah.
Can I give you a call tomorrow?
That would be fine.
Or later. Super. Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Fine.
What time zone are you in?
I'm in Eastern time zone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we'll talk tomorrow then. Okay. Sometime
tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All
you're
right.
Welcome, Kathy.
Bye bye.
All righty. Okay. Bye bye. All right, next caller is, you guys, hey, we only have, we only have like 10 minutes left, everybody. So next caller is 845, ending in 4478. And if we don't get to you, there is always Saturday, 478.
That's me, Jane and Zora. I just have one question for Zora.
You better tell everybody who you are.
I'm Bobby.
Okay.
You still there?
We are. Go ahead and ask Dora. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm trying to get reconnected here. Hold on. If you hear me, just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, as soon as I get this, devil goes to work, huh? Look at this. Can you hear me, Zora?
We can hear you.
Indeed.
Okay, I just heard you, Duke. You can hear me?
Of course.
Okay. I'm holding the cord. I think I have a loose cord. But at least you can hear me, right?
Of course.
Okay. I like hearing you, Zora. And I think you do a great job in answering the questions, especially of my health problems I've had. And I've always...
That is the key word. That is the key word, had. You no longer have them.
That's correct. I no longer have it. I'm healed.
Indeed. And
but
you
I
are.
Have...
So what is...
There are...
No, do it. You do not have it.
Okay. The thing is, I've been taking spirulina and a couple other products, and my appetite's
indeed.
Been cut in half. I've lost my appetite.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my appetite. But I'm also losing... calling in and listening to the show. I like to listen to you. But I'm hearing too many things, RV this, RV that, every week, after week, a month goes by, year goes by. And I'm just not going to listen to people that talk about it. I think it's ridiculous.
Do
I'm
not
just going
do
by
this time. To all negativity. Anything negative, you disregard it and do not listen to it.
Talk
well,
about
can...
in regards to the RV is not negative.
No, it's not.
Well, you are saying that. But I keep hearing about it. Nothing's coming to fruition. Nothing. Just a promise. A promise last week, a promise last month, a promise last year. You know what I mean, Jane.
You're talking to Zora.
Well, I'm talking to you. You're Jane.
Zora,
now Zora is great. Like I said, I like listening to Zora.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's great. Okay, so you could just have, please be okay with your opinion. Be also okay and open-minded about other people's opinions as well. Because so many of us already are preparing for what is going to be happening. And I know that you don't believe that to be true. And that's also okay. So listen to the parts that you're okay with, and the rest of it you can kind of let go if you're not interested, okay? That's what Zora's trying to tell you.
Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye. Okay. Next caller. This is our last caller, guys. Well, actually, we only, yeah. Well, let me see. We'll see. 7769, 719 ending in 7769, and we'll see if I can get this other last one of a 7748. So one question, please. 719 ending in 7769. Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi, Jane.
Cool.
This is Robin from Florida. I am just wondering about all the children. Have we been able to get all of them out of the dooms and throughout the world? Is that totally done by chance?
Good question.
The
all
children,
right,
the adults?
All coming to fruition.
Not quite done yet, but it's getting there.
Indeed.
Bless those babies and even the adults.
Okay. Right.
All right. That's
so
all I need to know. Thank you so much.
Very good. Okay. All right. Thank you. We just send them our love. Okay. Our next caller here is, hold on a second, 7748. That would be 865 ending in 7748. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Hi, everybody.
Hello?
On the air.
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yes. Hello? Do you have a question?
I think we lost you.
Hello? Is this 7748?
Can you hear me? There, hello? Hello?
Yes, your question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I mute myself. I'm sorry. Okay,
right.
I have a question. Oh, well, I'm Anna from Tennessee. I have a question for Zora. In one question that I did before to him, he told me that I was from Lemuria. That answered one of my... a lot of questions why, since I was a child, I was feeling really, really old. Not like old physically, but in myself, I always was thinking that I was old than everybody else. And that answered one of my question is this. I mean, I say that because my question is this. When I was a child, at the same time, when I was 9 years old, one day I woke up and I didn't remember anything from the days before, neither for the year before, nothing. I went to the school and I didn't recognize any of my friends. I didn't know where was my class room. I didn't know who was my teacher. I never said
how
that one to anybody. I was 9 years old. I was 9 years old when that. And I live with that all my life. I never say anything to anybody.
Okay.
And I want to know what can happen.
You mean what happened to you then?
Yes, yes. What happened in that time that I totally get in blackout and I didn't remember anything? I want you to start from zero.
Okay. So how long did that last for? How many years or how many months or how many days?
From that day, I never remember anything from the past. I'm going to start to do my life normal, like learn anything, my friends and everything.
Okay, so hold on a second. So just so Zora understands, so if I understand, Zora will understand. So
okay.
At what age do you say that happened and that you don't remember anything that happened before that? What do you remember most? Yeah.
I remember well from my childhood after 9 years old. Before that, No.
You don't remember anything. Okay. So what happened?
It's flashes of my life before. But I'm no friends, no teachers, no school, nothing.
Okay. So let's just wait for a second because we only have a minute left. So Zora, could you please answer that question? Hello, Zora?
Indeed.
What? Yeah. Yes. Did you listen? Did you hear the whole entire question? Zora? Okay. So she hasn't remembered anything from the age of 9 and going all the way down until she was, 1 or 2 years old. Can't remember that. She's had some flashbacks, but doesn't remember anything before the age of 9 except for flashbacks. Doesn't remember any friends, any teachers, or anything like that. Just a little bit. So what happened to her in those first 8 years of her life?
Well, she was abducted.
Oh, okay.
By the gray.
Mhm. Okay.
And then she was returned.
And she is now okay.
And she didn't have what is termed as a walk-in.
Oh, she is the walk-in.
Indeed.
She is the walk-in. That's why she doesn't remember anything.
Correct.
So you are
a
walk-in. You know what?
Oh.
We have to, we are already over our limit here. This is going to go out like really, really soon. What was your first name again?
Anna.
Okay.
Anna from Tennessee.
So from Tennessee. We'll have to, maybe you'll get a chance to talk to Zora sometime this week and you could talk to Zora a little bit more about that. So we have 30 seconds left. So Anna, I've got your name here so that Zora can kind of connect with you a little bit more to assist you in that abduction and where you are today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you sometime, in the next 3 or 4 days. Okay, dear. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, here we
go.
Zora, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and do a real quick blast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
receive.
That's okay, everybody. Lots of love. See you all on Saturday. Bye-bye.
Farewell.
Okay, we're done, Zora. Thank you.